Greg could feel the hunger. It had nothing to do with politics or the expectation that by the end of this week he could well be the Democratic nominee. Coming down in the Marriott elevator for his breakfast meeting with Jack Braun and Hiram Worcester, the hunger burned in his gut like glowing phosphorus, a pulsing violence that a few croissants and coffee would never touch. The hunger was Puppet Man's, and it demanded pain. His face must have reflected some of the inner struggle. His aide, Amy Sorensen, leaned toward him and touched his shoulder hesitantly.
Sir?
Billy Ray, assigned to Hartman's personal security for the convention, glanced over the shoulder of his spotless white Carnifex uniform from the front of the elevator. Greg forced a yawn and a professional smile.
Oh, just tired, Amy, that's all. It's been a long campaign, and by God, it'll be a longer week. Give me a few cups of coffee and I'll be fine. Ready to face the hordes.
Amy grinned. Billy Ray returned his solemn attention to the door, ignoring the view of the Marriott Marquis's immense and surreal lobby.
Ellen wasn't having trouble, was she?
No, no. Greg watched the lobby floor rise toward them. A large foam glider spiraled lazily past them toward the crowded restaurant below. As the elevator passed it in mid-flight, Greg could see that the body was that of a woman with bird-shaped wings. The features looked suspiciously like Peregrine's. Now that he'd noticed the first one, Greg saw that there were several more of the gliders performing acrobatics above the lobby. She hasn't had morning sickness since the first trimester. We're both fine, just tired.
You never told me. Do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter, as long as it's healthy. The floor indicators flickered down. Greg's ears popped with the pressure change. Inside, Puppet Man snarled.
You're not fine. Give me a few cups of coffee.
The presence radiated disgust.
Do you know how long I've been waiting? Do you know how long it's been? Be quiet. We can't do anything about it now. Then it had better be soon. Soon, do you hear me, Greggy?
Greg forced the power back into its mental cage. The effort cost him. Puppet Man struggled, its anger a rasping, continual presence, shaking the bars. Lately, it was always shaking the bars. The problem had only begun in the last few months. At first, it was rare, something he thought of as some strange fluke, a quirk attributed to the weariness of a long campaign. But it had happened more and more often. The mental wall would slam up between Puppet Man and his victims. Just as he was about to feed on those dark and violent emotions, he would be cut off, pushed back by some outside force. Puppet Man would howl as the link to the puppet was severed. He prayed that problem would disappear. Instead, it worsened. For the past 2 weeks, the block had reared up every time Puppet Man had tried to feed. Lately, he'd begun to sense a mocking laughter riding with the interference, a faint, whispering voice just at the edge of recognition. The power inside Greg was becoming desperate and uncontrollable, and Greg was afraid the internal struggle was beginning to show.